Bravo. Yes, indeed.
This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.
Man?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from.
Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean. The first time ever.
Alright, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That is also www.citr.ca online. My name is Aaron, and I'm with you this Thanksgiving long weekend, anticipating the big federal election on Monday the 19th. But yeah, you've probably got your advance poll in the mail. And you can vote at a bunch of places, and I'm not going to tell you who to vote for because you should all know who to vote for or who to vote against. All I'm going to say is think and vote strategically. Started things all off with Agnostic Front going back to 1985, cause for alarm on Combat Records, and the track we heard was called The Eliminator, and we heard a band who I saw their debut of last Saturday here at Lanalus in Vancouver, called Eliminator, and the name of the track was called For the Kid, and that was from their 2015 demo, yeah. So yeah, they played with Vacant State and Lanalus, and they also played with this band here, who we're going to play, who are called Glad Rags on Generation Annihilation CITR.
She was 22. You know she looks, she feels like me and you. I know this other girl, she was 19. That's when they took her down and they sold her dream. Fuck this fucking job. I don't wanna work no 9 to 5. I got 1 hour to go.
Take my hand. Take the spell. Take my hand.
The Canadian federal election is coming up on October 19th. It's important that you get registered in order to vote. To register, or check if you're already registered, you can visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. We also have lots of information for voters, including necessary ID, writing information, and the location of Elections Canada offices. If you're registered, you should receive a voter information card by mail telling you when and where to vote. You can also use the online voter information service. You can vote on election day at your designated polling station, on advanced polling days between October 9th and October 12th, at any Elections Canada office, or by mail. Elections Canada offices are now open 7 days a week. To vote by mail, you need to apply by October 13th, online, by mail, or at any Elections Canada office. Remember, get informed, register, and vote by October 19th.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we start things all off with Glad Rags, new act, new Vancouver act, who I saw last Saturday. Kind of sounding very early 90 Riot Girl-ish track called Fuck You. Followed with Lie from the Consent release, we heard a track called Broken, and from Los Angeles, we heard from The Bags from a release called All Bagged Up. TV Dinner was the name of the track, and we ended up hearing a couple of tracks by the Dish Rags from the Past Is Past 7-inch. We heard Past Is Past and Love Is Shit, and we're going to hear an act right now who will be coming back to the city, this city, October 30th, long-running classic act from Portland, Oregon, brand new from Poison Idea.
Yeah. Please, not anymore. Man, just like him in the White House.
Maggots!
He turned into a maggot in his afterbirth. It seemed fitting that he should be one of the witnesses to the first nuclear blast in Utah. Then he died of cancer 25 years later. How fitting. Nuclear nightmare diplomacy? Racism? The man was a culprit. Genocide inflicted on the Native American Indians? No good. We don't buy it. Slaves out of his Panamanian fruit farms? They don't fly with us. They keep telling us that he's our hero.
And it's
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the radio waves, saying a big hello to CITR 101.9. Listen, sing along.
Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with Poison Idea, a brand new release from them, Confuse and Conquer. It is on Southern Lord Records. Catch Poison Idea October 30th. They'll be playing in town here with Cardi 7, Eliminator, who we played earlier, and the Old Derelicts. Followed with Battalion of Saints, classic LP, going back to 1984. There's been some controversy recently. Southern Lord Records had advertised that they had a bunch of sealed copies of this classic, original pressings, and a bunch of people went crazy and ordered them all, and it turned out to be a bootleg. The one that we heard is a legitimate reissue on Tang Records, although I'm not sure how the band feels about this. There's some speculation that maybe the band released the bootleg because they were disappointed with Tang Records, because Tang Records has a bad reputation of not paying people, apparently. Yeah. Followed with MDC, going back to 1983, their second appearance in New York City, live at CBGB's on Beer City Records. Track was John Wayne Was a Nazi, and then we heard from Vancouver band from the early 90s, probably my favorite Vancouver band from the early to mid-90s. That's Cats Game from the Effluent Yellow Cake Luncheon. We heard a track called Lord's Prayer. And out of Sweden, going back to the early 80s, this is Crude SS on Generation Annihilation.
I'm a fan of motion. Stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt? All right, set of 80s foreign punk there, European punk. Start off with Sweden's Crude SS from the Hool Survive LP reissue. It's got the classic Hool Survive 7-inch and a whole whack of other tracks. Some tracks from a demo tape from 1982, and the two tracks from the Vikings Are Coming LP on Uproar Records, and an outtake from 84 and a live track from 1985. This one is on Radiation Records. I was happy to find it at Hits and Misses Records. followed with the PF Commandos. Act Long Gone. This came out on Ugly Pop Records very recently. This act was an early Swedish punk act, and we heard a track called Failed Abortion. You can get this and a bunch of other stuff that got recently reissued from Toronto's Ugly Pop Records. Yeah, they reissued the PF Commandos entire back catalog. Out of Finland, we heard from Radis from the Imhisset on Saharia 7-inch, which I probably said wrong. That's going back to 1985, track called Feministy. Remember when I first heard that 7-inch, I couldn't believe how heavy it was. Or that song in particular, yeah. Heard it on a radio show called 85 RPM, which was on Co-op Radio in Vancouver, BC. And we ended the set off with Holland's BGK from the Jonestown Aloha 7-inch, or 12-inch, I should say. LP, that's what it is. Kill for Peace was the name of the track. And we're going to hear another track, we're going to hear a 7-inch, which I was happy to find at the Hits and Misses record store last week, out of the UK, late 80s. This is Doctor and the Grippins. This 7-inch was from a recorded live off a radio show in Birmingham, England. So, enjoy. Here it is.
Today's show was brought to you by the letters D and R and the numbers 6, 6, 1.
Cheers. everybody. My name is David Dichter. I sing with MDC, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I hope you have a great day, and kill the cop in yourself, and hopefully the rest will follow.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR, and yeah, we started things all off there with Doctor and the Grippins, going back to 1989 from recording September 27th at the Kaleidoscope in Birmingham, England. This one came out on First Strike Records, and we followed with the Stupids, a 12-inch reissue of a 7-inch called Violent Nun, which came out in 1985. Yeah, it's got a bunch of bonus tracks, and yeah, the track we heard was called You Die. And this came out on Boss Tunage Retro Records. Yeah, Stupid's kind of a cool thrash meets melodic punk act out of the UK who got back together recently. Another act from about that time, The Untamed. Yeah, Real World Records, 7-inch of theirs. We had a track called Black Hearts, and we ended the set off with Lord Crucifier, from a Flexi 7-inch compilation, one of the first 7-inches I ever bought, which could be considered punk. That band was sounding pretty metal, but yeah, a lot of bands that were on the metal side of punk were on that. Yeah, 4-song Flexi 7-inch release. Yeah, Lord Crucifier was the name of the band, and the name of the track was called Deserter to Freedom. So yeah, we got Power Chord up next. So enjoy your Thanksgiving long weekend. Be sure to vote in advance in the polls, or vote on the 19th on the actual election day. But yes, just get out and do it. And once again, I don't need to tell you who to vote for or vote against. It's pretty obvious. So we're going to leave you with one more track before we get into Power Chord. This will take us into Power Chord. Going back to 1984 from the debut Razor LP, Armed and Dangerous, reissued a few years back on War and Music Worker Cooperative Records out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Yes, this is Razor with a track called Hot Metal on Generation Annihilation. Stay tuned for Power Chord.
Every thought he just can't hold, burning he lost control. Everywhere he just can't hide, spreading out his nationwide. Better let you live today, fans like us to lead the way. Hot metal, turning around. Hot metal, burning down. Hot metal, getting the brain.
This is Pastor
Blood. Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Artie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Ozick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric City.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Fred Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musician.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, CITR.ca, in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
All right, welcome to another edition of Power Chord Heavy Metal Radio here at CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver and streaming live on the web across the globe. And we just listened to a track by a band called Iron Maiden, of course, band that needs no introduction at all, off of one of the most iconic and important heavy metal records of all time. Number of the Beast, that was a song called Hallowed Be Thy Name. Big news in the Iron Maiden world. They've just put out their latest record, Book of Souls, which I haven't really paid much attention to. I listened to the single off of it. I believe it's called Speed of Sound. But I mean, when it gets to, when you're talking about these bands, there's no doubt of what their most important work. No slight to their newer stuff. I mean, it's amazing that they're still doing what they're doing, you know, after all this time, but there's no doubt of what their most important work and their most highly regarded work is, and that's the stuff that they put out earlier on in their careers. That's not to say anything about their live show. Iron Maiden is a band that is infamous for, or what, widely known for their incredible live show, and they play all over the world to legions of adoring fans in football stadiums in South America, and they pack the place. And they have just announced, I think maybe 3 days ago it was, something like that, they announced their Canadian tour dates for the Book of Souls tour, and they will be appearing in Vancouver next April the 10th at Rogers Centre. And tickets, I believe, go on sale next Friday. So, heads up, people. Heads up, Iron Maiden fans. I have never seen them live before, to my shame. So I'm going to try and end that on this tour and get my hands on some tickets the second they go on sale. And I would say if you want to go to that gig, you should count yourself in that lot as well. Speaking of iconic and legendary metal bands and live shows, another one is sweeping through here, not at Rogers Centre, interestingly enough, but they're playing at the Hard Rock Casino, talking about Judas Priest on their Redeemer of Souls tour. They're going to be stopping by there on October 27th, which is a Tuesday. And I don't know. I've never been to a gig at the Hard Rock Casino, but I know that the tickets are generally, like, very expensive, but apparently Aaron was just telling me that they're not so much, so who knows? I have seen Priest, so I don't know if I really need to see them again on this tour, but, and especially no KK Downing, I don't know, whatever. I mean, like, it will still be an amazing show, but I don't know if I need to be there. But anyways, again, they're a legendary band, they put on a legendary show, and you know that it's going to be packed with tons of probably some new stuff, but obviously a lot of their older material as well. So we're going to go to a track from Judas Priest. This was one of the big ones that for me anyways, when I saw them in Hellfest, or at Hellfest in France in 2011. But as with, you know, any big festival, there's always some kind of scheduling conflict, you know, as you kind of arrange your day. So Judas Priest was playing over top of Electric Wizard. So I had to make my choice. I watched half of Judas Priest and then I bounced to go see Electric Wizard. But I waited until I heard this song. And once I heard this song, I was like, well, I can walk away. I'm satisfied. That's good enough for me. This song is The Green Man Alishi, and from the album Hellbent for Leather. So we're going to listen to The Green Man Alishi by Judas Priest, originally by Fleetwood Mac, actually, on Power Chord. Enjoy.